From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the instability in Yemen poses a global threat, and she said she is consulting with her counterparts on how to best stabilize the country. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Secretary Clinton says the U.S. Embassy in Yemen has been closed for 2 days now because of threats by al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, threats that she said predated the holiday season.
We see global implications from the war in Yemen and the ongoing efforts by al-Qaeda in Yemen to use it as a base for terrorist attacks far beyond the region.
Yemen is one of the world's poorest countries, and it's battling not only al-Qaeda, but also a rebellion in the north and a secessionist movement in the south. Clinton said there have been numerous conflicts in Yemen, and they seem to get worse and worse with more players involved. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
A former senior intelligence official has told NBC News the suicide bomber suspected of killing 8 people inside a CIA base in Afghanistan was a 36-year-old Jordanian doctor recruited by Jordanian intelligence to support U.S. efforts against al-Qaeda. Killed in the bombing were 7 CIA employees, including 4 officers, as well as a Jordanian intelligence official. A former intelligence officer identified the bomber as Khalil al-Balawi. He says the Jordanian was arrested over a year ago and was thought to have flipped his support to the U.S. effort. The Justice Department's Inspector General has found serious problems in the Judicial Protection Program, even as threats against judges and prosecutors have increased dramatically. More from NPR's Ari Shapiro.
The Inspector General surveyed judges and prosecutors and found that as many as a quarter of threats don't get reported. When they do get reported, it may take days for investigators to respond. Then the U.S. Marshals don't always coordinate with the FBI to provide the appropriate follow-up, according to this report. And some people assigned to security duties are not adequately trained. The U.S. Marshals Service said it agrees with all of the recommendations in this report and has taken steps to implement them. Threats against judges and prosecutors have more than doubled since 2003. On the day the report was released, a court security officer and a deputy U.S. Marshal were shot by a man at a courthouse in Las Vegas. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
The pace of bankruptcy filings showed little signs of abating in 2009. That's based on an assessment of bankruptcy court records collected by the Associated Press that shows last year was the 7th worst year on record for filings, with more than 1.4 million petitions submitted. The AP in its analysis looked at data from 90 bankruptcy districts, finding the number of filings rose 32% from the previous year. Arizona saw the fastest increase in the number of bankruptcies filed. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 155 points today to close at 10,583. The Nasdaq gained 39 points. The S&P 500 rose 17 points. This is NPR. Now appears a Washington, D.C. area couple were not the only ones who crashed a White House state dinner for India's prime minister back in November. Officials were reviewing White House procedures after it was determined that Tariq and Mikhail Salahi were able to make their way into the dinner and shake hands with President Obama. They now say another individual also apparently got inside. The Secret Service says it's determined a person traveling with the Indian delegation attended the White House function. Officials say the person did go through all required security measures, though it appears the individual was not on the White House guest list. Effective today, immigrants and travelers with HIV and AIDS are no longer barred from residency or visits to the U.S. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
The ban on immigrants and visitors with HIV to this country started out as an executive order during the Reagan administration in 1987. It was then reinforced by an amendment to the National Institutes of Health Authorization Bill in 1993, sponsored by Republican Senator Jesse Helms. It has kept families apart and the U.S. from hosting international science meetings. Visitors could seek waivers, but it often took months to get them. Now immigrants or visitors with HIV are free to enter the U.S. if all other requirements have been met. In 2012, the U.S. will host the first International AIDS Conference in Washington, D.C. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.
The world's tallest skyscraper officially opened today in Dubai. The more than 2,700-foot-tall gleaming glass and metal tower, built at a cost of $1.5 billion, includes luxury apartments, offices, as well as 4 swimming pools, a private library, and a hotel designed by Giorgio Armani. The building is twice the height of the Empire State Building. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.